33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Social workers in Texas say the state's abortion ban is causing psychological harm to sexual assault survivors. In Texas, abortions are currently prohibited as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy, which is before most people even know they're pregnant. And KUT Austin's Ashley Lopez reports the law makes no exceptions for people who are survivors of rape or incest. A warning to our listeners, this story contains examples of sexual assault.
In general, most people don't figure out they're pregnant until after 6 weeks, which is why, under the new law, most people seeking abortions aren't able to get one. But this is a hard limit that's particularly tough for people who were sexually assaulted. Piper Steggy-Nelson with the Safe Alliance in Austin says, for example, there was a young girl her group helped a little while ago.
Who was 12 years old and was being incessantly raped by her father, who would not let her leave the house. She got pregnant. She had no idea about anything about her body. She certainly didn't know that she was pregnant. There was no way that she was going to be able to get the help that she needed by 6 weeks.
Nelson says children are victims of this kind of abuse in the U.S. more often than people think. It happens about every 9 minutes, actually. Another group of people she says she's worried about are the survivors of sex trafficking that her group also works with. Nelson says oftentimes women in these situations disassociate from their bodies when they're being repeatedly raped.
That dissociation means that she doesn't fully understand what's going on with her body. That dissociation can lead to a detachment from reality and the fact that she's pregnant.
Besides the realities of whether many sexual assault survivors will realistically meet that 6-week limit, experts say Senate Bill 8 has also been affecting the healing process. Monica Faulkner has been a social worker for 2 decades and has worked with sexual assault survivors. She says there's some serious psychological consequences to limiting the choices of someone who has finally come forward after being sexually assaulted, many times over years of abuse.
The impact of finally coming forward and then being told there's no options for you is devastating.
Faulkner says there's some pretty big concepts that they try to get across to people they're counseling. One is that what happened to them is not their fault. This is something Faulkner says is repeated over and over again to survivors.
You try to talk to them over time and try to give them choices in what happens to their case and what happens to their future. And this clearly is taking away any choice that they have.
Piper Steggy-Nelson with the Safe Alliance says giving people choices about where their life goes from there is about giving them some power back.
Sexual assault and rape and incest are all about taking power and control away from the survivor. And so when you have something like SB 8, what it's doing is it's further taking control and power away from the survivor right at the moment when they need that power and control over their own lives to begin healing.
The law has also created some added concerns for the people counseling sexual assault survivors. Private citizens were written to be the enforcers of this law, which means anyone, including people not in Texas, can sue anyone who provides an abortion to someone after 6 weeks. They can also sue anyone who helps that person in any way, including providing financial, logistical, or even emotional support, which is a particular concern to rape crisis counselors. Monica Faulkner says she's heard from many colleagues who are worried about how much they can say about a woman's abortion options without running afoul of the law.
It's just a really heavy burden, I think, for people who are on the front lines right now.
According to recent polling on Texas's abortion law, the majority of people surveyed disapprove of the law. According to Monmouth University, about 6 in 10 Americans say abortion should be always legal or legal with some limitations. About another quarter of Americans say it should be illegal except for rape, incest, or to save a mother's life. Only 11% of those asked say it should always be illegal. And this is something that Governor Greg Abbott has been asked about since the law went into effect. During a press conference, Abbott was asked about the impact on the law on sexual assault survivors. He dismissed concerns about whether they were being forced to carry out pregnancies that resulted from rape and instead said the state would focus on prosecuting rapists.
Rape is a crime, and Texas will work tirelessly to make sure that we eliminate all rapists from the streets of Texas.
Monica Faulkner says this response is a concern.
It really doesn't feel like it's being taken seriously when you have someone say, oh, we're just going to eliminate rape. Because if we could have eliminated rape, then why haven't we done it?
According to the latest crime report from the Texas Department of Public Safety, almost 20,000 people reported being sexually assaulted in 2018, 88% of which were women. Abbott was also the governor that year. Piper Steggy Nelson with the Safe Alliance in Austin says, as the law stays in effect, her group has been getting an influx of calls, particularly last month.
People are traumatized. People are facing violence. People are facing abuse.
But lately, she says, it's become rare that someone is calling because they want to figure out what to do about a pregnancy that was the result of rape or incest. Nelson says that used to be a big part of their counseling, but now people know they don't have the options that they used to.
In Austin, I'm Ashley Lopez.